So one of the metaphors of that life experience called desert is the heat. The Bible says the sun will not strike you by day. That sun can be deadly in the desert. And when it gets that hot, especially in the middle of the day, you see the people who live in the desert begin to look for shade. And I have actually seen, let me go back to this just to show you. I've actually seen shepherd girls lying on the ground, their whole body in the sun, and their head in that little tiny 2-foot square shade that that bush provides. Because they know the difference between living and dying when the heat is at its worst is often enough shade to cover your head. Now, the Bible says, the Lord is the shade at my right hand. Do something for me. Take your right hand, put it out as far as you can. Far as you can. Reach. That's as far as God ever gets. Put them down. That's as far as God ever gets. Now listen to the metaphor of the desert. Have you been there? Have you been in that circumstance in life that was so painful? It was like being in 120 degrees with the sun beating down on your head and your head pounding. And you thought to yourself, I can't go another day. I can't take another step. I can't experience another minute. This is going to destroy me. Would be really interesting. We can't do this, nor would I think it probably be appropriate because we don't all belong to the same, we don't know each other well in a community of faith. Be interesting to know how many of you here tonight are in that desert right now. I would bet there are people here that if they got there would say, that's exactly what my life is. It is so painful. I am hurting so bad tonight. I don't know if I can make it till tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to deal with what's going to happen when I leave the church here tonight. And if you aren't there now, my guess would be you have been. And if you haven't been, you will be. And I wish I could tell you, honestly, that the lesson of the desert is that God says, listen, when it gets so hot and life is so painful, trust me, I'll give you a big maple tree, I'll send clouds, I'll lower the temperature to about 65 with a cool breeze, and life will be sweet. Sometimes your God does that like a flood in the desert. Ask him. More often than not, the lesson of the desert is God says, I'll give you shade just enough to go one more day. I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, I know what I'm saying, but I don't know what this is, what you're hearing is what I'm saying. The time will come when you're going to say, God, I don't know where to turn. If you will look, the lesson of the desert is, he is the shade at my right hand. But often that shade is nothing more than enough to take one step. I want to learn to live like that. As an American, as someone whom God has blessed richly, it's so easy to think I can have everything set up to cover all my needs and all my problems. Well, I want to live knowing that all God ever promises me is just enough to take one more step. Or let's try another one. I like this one. This is a desert. The only tree that you would call, I suppose you could call this a tree. Most people don't, more like a bush, but that's the only tree that grows truly in the desert. They're palm trees, but they have to have running water. There has to be an oasis for a palm tree. Arara trees, okay, they call those bushes. This is called tamarisk. Tamarisk tree has to grow where at least occasionally there's water. So you'll often find them where these wadi canyons widen out, and once in a while when there's a flood, even if it's once every 4 or 5 years, there will be a pool of water. And somebody will have planted a tamarisk tree. Now, it's a very slow-growing tree. There's a saying among Bedouin people, I've heard them express this before, that you plant a tamarisk tree for your grandchildren.